Chapter 107, How to Find a Good Financial Advisor, Part 3, The Remaining Four Things to Look Out For. In your quest for a good financial advisor, we know we want to work with a fiduciary, a separate custodian, and someone who has their CFP designation. Is that it? Not quite, but we're getting close. Criteria number 4, stick to the 10,000-hour rule. Psychologist Anders Ericsson has studied what makes great performers such great performers. His conclusion? Practice. Lots of practice, actually. The 10,000 hours of practice rule has emerged as a rule of thumb for how much practice is required to develop an expertise in a field of study. It often requires at least 10 years in one's profession to begin to have mastery. Again, this is a generality. If you were going in for open-heart surgery, would you want a doctor to have 100 hours, 1,000 hours, or 10,000 hours of training? If I'm hiring a doctor, or really any specialist, I will only hire someone with at least 10 years of experience. And when you are hiring a financial advisor, attorney, or CPA, I strongly recommend you do the same. Criteria 5. Avoid commission-only advisors. There are many different ways to pay for financial advice. You can pay by the hour, based on a percentage of assets the advisor manages for you. Remember, this is called AUM, or Assets Under Management. You could pay a flat monthly retainer, commissions, or really any combination of the above. Commission-only advisors, these are usually stockbrokers and insurance salespeople, should be avoided. Their entire financial livelihood is based on selling you something today. You want your advisory team to be objective and to be your partner, not your adversary. Do yourself a favor and stick with a fee-based advisor who charges an AUM fee and may receive incidental commissions on insurance products, or, even better, a fee-only advisor who receives no commissions. Criteria 6. Check for a clean record. This one is so simple, but so few people do it. Most people do more research into choosing a restaurant than they will do choosing their financial advisor. But not you. You are going to be money smart. You're going to take the extra few minutes to check out any advisor that you're thinking about trusting with your money, right? Do a background check on your advisor to ensure that there are no regulatory or legal infractions against him or her. Think of this as doing sort of a Yelp check on your advisor. You can go to the website brokercheck.finra.org for links you can use to check on the status of their license and regulatory history. Also, here's another tip. Don't rely on the bio your advisor provides you or the one on his or her website. If he or she claims to be a CFP practitioner, verify it. If he claims he went to Yale, verify it. It just takes a moment, but it can save you dearly. Retired NFL star Ricky Williams learned this one the hard way. He is suing his financial advisor for absconding with $6 million from his account, and also for lying about being an attorney and graduating Harvard Business School. Don't blindly trust, verify instead. And lastly, criteria 7, check their form ADV. Every investment advisory firm must complete a document that discloses details about the firm, their clients, their experience, and other valuable information. This is a treasure trove of information as you evaluate advisors. Things to look for are experience, at least 10 years or more, good education and credentials, no negative legal issues, and a large pool of investment assets that they manage. You can request a copy of the firm's Form ADV from the company itself or by going to advisorinfo.sec.gov. But what happens after you find and start working with an advisor? How can you ensure that you make the most of the relationship? You're going to learn to think of the relationship in a whole new way in the next lesson.